Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, face, turn me up. Turn me up a little bit more. Yeah. Probably would tell you you're beautiful if we could talk to you. I mean, if there was no expiration date on the batteries. Look, I've never been a hater, it's never been in my nature, you know. But listen, let me hook you up, cause
Bob, Bob don't say he miss you. And you don't have lips to kiss you. And you don't have hands to whip your waist to tell you how good you taste, yeah. See, Bob, Bob can't serve you breakfast in bed.
Oh no,
he can't your body, rub your feet, he can't compete with my love, I'm coming over,
you need that real type of love,
oh, 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 yeah,
can't be duplicated,
I wanna serve you up,
your body needs to be loved,
slow down, yeah,
the way that God made it,
see, Bob,
Bob can't kiss those thighs,
oh, no,
Bob can't share your only ride, Bob can't stay.
Think that you can take Bob anywhere, but Bob can't crush your skin.
Now, what we're not gonna do is get y'all ladies too excited. Welcome to Soulful Sundays. I'm your host, Big Bap. We got a nice array of things going down. Of course, y'all know we got Soulful Sunday. We got what day it is, and of course, you know, we got Black history as well, history. But before we go into what we're going to do for tonight, let me go ahead and introduce my girl Helen to y'all. What it do, co-host Helen in the building?
What's goody? What's goody? How everybody doing? How you doing, partner? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Believe it or not, look, I am completely exhausted, completely tired. This New Year's have come in. And with this full moon and everything that's been going on, and it seems like we've been living 14 Saturdays in a row, I'm tired.
I feel you.
You know, because, Helen, most people don't realize when you work, and I don't mean work just for a job, but when you get up and you have responsibilities, i.e. a job, run your business, hustle, strip, whatever it is that you go do, when you got kids in a family, and specifically kids, not necessarily the other shit, but kids, when you get done with all of that and then have to go home and look at them, you're tired.
Yeah.
You're tired. Anywho, you know we got our boy D in here, so let's go ahead and get the raspy voice gentleman in the building. What it do, D?
Hey, you know what's going on with you?
Man, you know how
what's
we do.
What's good?
How you doing, Helen?
What's good? I'm good. How you?
I'm all right. Hello?
Everybody's so blah.
It's not blah. So here's the thing. When you start getting older, as you get older, it's not that you blah, but you can't go out every single day and turn up. So tonight we're going to do, this show is not going to be for young people. This show is going to be for the 35 and older, because I need people to enjoy the beginning of this new year, because, baby, when I tell y'all, Venus is out of retrograde. So this, we're going to have an all-time high for babies in the fall and the winter. I just need y'all to be ready for that. You know, y'all hop behind Tauruses, you whole-ass Rios, you fuck
wait a goddamn minute. See, now we're not about to do this tonight.
if you Geminis is not sure if they want to suck dick or get turned up, like, hey, listen, it's going down. Listen, let me tell y'all, 2021 is an adult now. The 2000s is finally a legal, drinkable adult. So we got to now start treating everything in 2021 like it's an adult. Because it's grown.
You're saying it like it got its first STD. You're saying it like it got its first STD or something.
You don't get a pass when you turn 21 no more.
Oh, you crazy. You a nut, bro.
Anyway, what did y'all do? So let's go ahead and celebrate first before we get into celebration. What did y'all do for New Year's? How did y'all bring the New Year in?
With my children, playing video games, shooting fireworks. That's it.
Did nothing. I sat back with the family playing cards, and my kids was too. They were forcing themselves to stay up to watch the ball drop, like they needed significance of it. So I let them do that. I showed them that the ball dropped. And the ball dropped, and they went, took their ass to sleep, to bed. That was about it.
I was asleep by 9:30.
Oh.
I mean, and I ain't talking about just like regular sleep. I mean, I was in that good sleep. The wife came in the room, woke me up about 12:30, asked me, was I getting up? I said, for what? It's already the new year. I'm going back to sleep. We was enjoying it.
Oh, Lord.
Listen. Look. Me and the wife, we turned up outside. I had some drinks. She sat there and, you know, danced with me to the music. We laughed. We joked. You know, I brought out her inner Jeezy / Gucci Man / Rick Ross. So, like you said, I got a gangster in my life, bro. So... So, you know, we did our thing, and then she went to church. Like, they went and did online church. I went and did online food. So it worked for everybody involved. I was tired. She wanted to praise the Lord. The Baptiste household was covered. I mean, that's all I'm saying. We good.
we actually went to church earlier that morning. Well, not that morning, but. That afternoon, Pastor wanted to be on Jerusalem time. I guess I don't know what that really meant. So I said, all right, cool, whatever. So that was about, we got our New Year's praise in around about, I think, 7 o'clock. We was out of church.
Okay, cool. So Dwayne, Helen, let y'all know we are Big Bachelor Friends now going into season 3 of syndication. So we are now in season 3. This is the first episode of season 3. So I want to tell you guys, thank y'all for season 2. That was some really interesting, weird shit, but we went through it. We was in retrograde. We're coming out of retrograde. Venus is coming out of retrograde, which means some of y'all can get back to some fucking.
Him.
No, I'm going to say this, and that's why I started with the song that I started with. Like, I really need y'all in 2021. If y'all had any issues with sex life in 2020, get it right in 2021. Fuck some more. There's no, you can't tell me that people were fucking enough in 2021 if we still got all these people being just angry in New Year. There's no reason to be angry if you fucking.
Listen, man, people are just naturally angry.
Yo, I have
angry,
to
bro.
Agree. Like, I don't even know.
People
they
are just naturally angry. It don't matter. I know people that I can't say that they fuck every day, but you know what I mean? But I know people just walk around with the just angry every day for no ass reason.
They angry, negative, and I just be like, bruh, like, ugh.
What's life? Is life really that bad? So, some people are, man. You can't.
But like I'm looking at these people, and I'm like, if somebody gave you head, like if you got up this morning and got head, and within 30 minutes you was angry, the him and her didn't know what the heck. What are you doing over there? And then see Helen, now he be crying about the damn mute button, but this nigga sound like he over there popping popcorn and rolling up paper. Hey, come on, bro. I can't even hear myself think. Then they go, you know I got Batiste over here. You know I gotta fuck with him. Anyways, so Helen, now that you are a co-host of the show, what have you begin to believe is gonna be your new role and responsibility on this show?
To learn more and, you know, put out more content alongside you and put forth, like, you know, put in work pretty much.
I would ask Dwayne what his goals are for the year, but I know his goals usually be some random crazy shit. So we're gonna ask him anyway, but I'm gonna need y'all to go along with what he said. Just understand. don't mess with Pink King. We'll know what he's gonna say. Dwayne, what's your goals for the year, player?
Ah man, I don't set goals.
See, I told you. He ain't got nothing going on.
Sometimes you don't, man. Sometimes you know, man, you just gotta live life.
I'm gonna set two goals for people. All right, Helen. So here's goal number one. Anybody who wants a relationship advice, I'm gonna give them all the goals that they can get from me. All right, if you need relationship advice, if you need astrology advice, if you need life advice, if you need coaching, we now have a new podcast that's going to be starting sometime this month on Thursday. And it's going to be the Dr. Feelgood Show. We're going to talk about all the shit y'all want to talk about. So write into the podcast. Get your shit in there, because what y'all not going to do is waste my time on my phone talking about, I just want to know what you think about drop. Because listen, ladies, especially my female listeners. What y'all went through in 2020. I'm going to say that, Dwayne, you already know what I'm going to say, because you know me. But ladies, some of the shit y'all went through in 2020, it was your own damn fault. Now, I listened to you. I gave you the best advice that I could give you dealing with the situation to help you. But if you want my honest opinion, if I have to assess all the relationship and life advice that I gave in 2020, I would say 60% of it was self-imposed, self-inflicted, ignoring shit, saying, oh, that person will get better through what they're going through. Listen, I'm a believer. When a person shows you who they are, believe. Like, you don't got to reinvent the wheel. Just believe what the fuck they're showing you. Like, if the chick is at your front door at 3 o'clock in the morning and you didn't invite her over, obviously she's crazy. You don't need to keep dating her. I'm just saying, like, it's too much foolishness out there. So in 2021, we acting like adults. We are 20. Matter of fact, my slogan for the year is going to be, we are 21 years of age, so we are expected to do better. That's my slogan for 2021. We're expected to do better. All right, y'all. So for all of y'all who's looking for a boo, this is for y'all. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Come on. other bitches drown. Watch this, for however long, I'm playing it small. More dates than other cities there and playing my part. YC and your life, see, forever be up. Passenger side of a Bentley or the number 2 bucks. Tell the whole world, Poppy E don't want nobody else. With other niggas pick and choose, but you, I'm keeping for myself.
Certified organic source ingredients for addressing general, holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com. And with that, we get to one of my favorite segments of the show, and it's Black History is World History. And today we are saluting a legend. And not just a legend in his own mind, but this man is truly a legend. And I'm going to read some of the bio here. I'm not going to stick solely to the bio because it's a lot to cover. But I want to get into this person here. So we're talking about Joe Lewis Clark. He recently passed away this past week. Most notable for the movie that was made because of him, Lean on Me. He was the principal of Patterson, New Jersey's Eastside High School. Not only that, he also is the father of Olympic track stars' daughters, Joetta Clark Diggs and Hazel Clark, and J.J. Clark, his son, who also was a track coach. He's also the father-in-law to Gerald Miles Clark. But most importantly, we look at the work that he did in his earlier years when he was the principal at Eastside High. And most notable, the most notable thing that is talked about out of his legacy is the 300 kids that he removed from school the first week that he took over school. And it wasn't that he removed those students because they were bad students. It wasn't that he removed those students because they weren't applicable of achieving anything. He removed those students because they were detrimental to the health and the sacrament of every other student there. And I think it's apropos that we start with him in 2021 because that is the thing that we need to do for ourselves in this year, is we need to uphold the standard of Joe Clark. If you can do anything this year, uphold that standard. Be great. Don't accept anything less than great, and anything that's stopping you from being great, get rid of it. Cut it off, destroy it, remove it from your life, and go chase all your blessings. So, guys, for the month of January this month, we are honoring educators. So if there's an educator in your area, if there's a teacher, a principal, a music teacher, a band teacher, gym teacher, I don't care what they teach, economics, home ec, whatever. If there's a teacher, a faculty member that's in your educational system that you want to recognize, email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com so we can get those people talked about on the air.
Yes.
Because we want to definitely make sure that we put people out there. But hey, guys, what do you guys most remember from Joe Clark's legacy?
Save me, sir. That's my shit.
You know,
I love that movie.
But you know what? I'm not going to lie. My favorite part of that movie is when he got him on the roof. Come on. You know you want to jump. Don't jump.
You smoke crack, don't you, Sam? You smoke crack, don't you?
Listen, that was the best part of that movie, man. And shout out to Morgan Freeman for that role, man, because, like, he made that role, regardless of if we didn't, for those of us who didn't take the time to really know about Joe Clark's history, I mean, and if you've never been to Paterson, New Jersey, like, that's like one of the shitholes of America. Sorry if you're from Paterson. Like, if you take that personal, but if you've ever been to Paterson, New Jersey, that's like one of the shitholes of the United States. So, for him to even put forth the effort, because violence, gangs, drugs, everything that was running rampant in that area, man, that dude went in there with a no-nonsense mentality. One, he was prior military. Two, he was also a tourist. You know, May 8th is his birthday. So, I mean, he really went out there and went hard. Dwayne, you burning the house down?
Again?
We gotta mute this nigga. He can't even make popcorn. See, tell it. Let me tell you. See, this nigga be over here talking about, y'all always muting me. Bro, you got, you didn't sound like you had to, you done put the popcorn in the bag. Now you burning down the house with the microwave popping. Like, bro, get your shit together. Helen, go help your friend.
I can't help him. I mean, shit, if he can't pop popcorn, I don't know what to say for him. They're poor babies.
Man, listen, he pop popcorn like some people give head. They just don't find it the right way.
Oh.
You know he's gonna cuss me out when he comes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Y'all talking real heavy because I was on me. That wasn't even me.
Well, who was?
Y'all talking shit. Maybe they're making s'mores. So they was charring the marshmallow on the stove.
Oh, okay.
See? Right.
The way
they was doing it the old school.
They
was doing it the old school way. A fork and rotating the marshmallow around. You know what I mean?
You should have been monitoring at least.
Listen, the way you get kids how to be inmates.
Hey, listen. We ain't that unfortunate enough to have an outside fire pit. We ain't rich.
Oh, I'm not playing with y'all today, man. Oh, God.
And I
I'm
wasn't
not
popping popcorn. I was putting together a shelf for the kitchen.
Oh, listen, man. Let me say this, because I was looking at, and I listened to a lot of people complain about what was going on with we not getting our 600 or whatever it is that people wanted to say. But, man, let me tell y'all something. These last 2 weeks, I don't know what y'all did in the rest of the world, but, bruh, these last 2 weeks down here in South Florida, these niggas, they done tried it, bruh. Like, they ain't sat down nowhere. And I can't speak for other places because I ain't there. But I can tell you, South Florida, I can guarantee you, they're going to make CNN, ABC, when they say cases rising and in the red, I guarantee you the 305 is going to be in the one top area that's going to be up there. If you don't believe me, just wait till the news come out next Monday. Not this Monday.
I don't think nobody, ain't nobody sitting their ass down. Shit, they acting a fool here in South Carolina, too.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't even tell you if anybody got anything or whatever, because I don't count anybody bread. You know what I mean? And I don't.
Because, like, not trying to be funny, like, even for Christmas, they went to my auntie house, not all of them. Two of my aunts, my uncle, my grandpa, my grandma, my mama, all of them got COVID.
I had seven people from Christmas Day until yesterday. I had seven people contact me and tell me they tested positive for COVID in the week.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know, man.
And I did not
know. Some of that COVID shit, man. I don't know.
No.
You want to know why? I didn't know. I feel like it's some bullshit. And they just want to throw it on some, you know what I mean, certain people. Because I was just talking to my cousin. And yeah, it was crazy because he had a sleepover at his house. And all the kids had it, but none of the parents got it. None of the kids. Like, he didn't get it, or his wife didn't get it, and all my cousins were there. Or, you know what I'm saying, everybody else in the house tested positive.
No more sleepovers.
No, I'm just saying, like, it was, and that shit was funny to me because I'm like, yo, how? He was like, yo, my, you know what I'm saying? One of my cousins, his daughter had got it. Well, she tested positive for it. And he was like, he could have sworn that he went into Christmas Day to get tested, and then bam. He was like, yo, I knew I had the shit. And then on top of that, I'm standing out in the rain. You know what I'm saying? Wait to get tested. He was like, he came back negative. His daughter positive.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm saying. Like, a whole house of people that was there, only people that came down with COVID was children. And all the adults didn't, you know what I'm saying? So that was the crazy shit. You know what I mean? But I'm like, come on, man. Come on.
Hey, I just worked here, boss. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back with what day it is shortly after this quick commercial break.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Woo! Back again.
That's right.
Luda. Meaner and meaner each time, baby. Feeling real good, too.
Holla at him.
What up, Uncle Face? Yeah. I'm a bull in this industry, man. Some would rather run down and get one cow.
Nah.
I think I'd rather walk down and get them all. You know what I'm talking about, right? Look, I'm never going nowhere, so don't try me. My music sticks in fans' veins like an IV. Flows poison like ivy. Oh, they grimy. Already offers on my sixth album for labels trying to sign me. Respected highly. Hi, Mr. O'Reilly. Hope all is well. Kiss the plaintiff and the wifey. Drove through the window. The industry supersized me. Now the girls see me in the rivers. What they cry me. I'm on the rise. So many people despise me. Got party ammunition for those trying to surprise me. It's a celebration and everyone should invite me. Roll with the crew or meet the bottom of our Nikes. Explorer like Dora. These swipers can't swipe me. My whole aura so mean in my white tee. Nobody light-skinned rapping harder than Ice-T. You disagree? Take the Tyson approach and fight me.
Whoa, don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right.
Woo! Rappers swearing they own tub.
Uh-uh.
But I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right, man. Prada. Ready to break the steering column on your Impala. If I get caught, bail out Popo, I tell him holla. In court, I never show up like Austin Powers, Faja. Father, father, and hey, I love gold. But can buy anything I want from the records I've sold. Jacuzzi hot, Cristal is so cold. Neighbors catch contact from the blunts that I've rolled. A pig and a flake and a smoke and a pancake. Drop albums nonstop once a year for my fans' sake. I'll crush Mike.
All right, y'all. If y'all are not following DJ's Roundtable on Facebook, the things we're getting ready to talk about, now you're going to miss, because y'all are not going to see the memes and the different stuff that's going to be posted on the wall. So follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, so that way y'all can keep up with some of the things we're going to talk about, because we are getting ready to get into my favorite part of the show. Helen, what it is?
What day it is?
Yeah, we finna get into it, and I know it's the beginning of the year, so I know the year gonna do me right. I know we got something good to start this off. Let's see what we got. First off, let me start off with saying happy. Before we get into all the other stuff of what day it is, let me give a shout out to my baby sister. Today is her birthday. Her nickname is Slick Rick the Ruler. Y'all, if y'all don't know who that rapper is, that's exactly who she's named after, because that nigga's the slickest nigga I know. But happy birthday, my love. I love you. Turn up. I hope you get completely blasted. Be safe. All right, let's get into this, what day it is. So let's see. Apparently, we only got three selections for today. That's all production managers.
It better be three good.
So I'm not going to go try to find anything extra. So we're going to go with... We're just going to go down the list here. So we got National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day.
I don't know about that one. I don't know. They could have said strawberry.
Right. Anytime you've ever said chocolate covered anything other than strawberries, I've always believed that that was only in... That was only for non-minorities.
like the mayo bowl.
You know, the sad thing about it is I sat there. I was about to watch that shit the other day. Right after you said it, they replayed the game. Yeah, I was about to watch it. That's it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so we good on chocolate covered cherries. That ain't for the Big Bap and Friends show. So don't. If you ever want to send us a gift basket and you send us the chocolate covered cherries, just know we gonna send you back a box of rap for you. All right.
Hold on. If it's chocolate covered cherries with the liquid inside, send
that's
them to
different,
me.
Though. They didn't say that. They just said
chocolate covered. That's different.
There's no
matter
difference.
Matter of fact, I got a box of those right now with the
that's different though. Because see, when you eat, let me tell you something. When you eat those, now the only problem that I have when you get those is when you get those and you single. Because that is one of the worst gifts to get single. Because you get horny after you eat that.
Look here. When I say for Christmas, my grandma loaded me up with all the German chocolate with alcohol in them, baby. Y'all, I've been over here feeling nice.
Dwayne, now you heard her call herself white now. It wasn't me. You heard it, right?
I did not. I said my grandma. See, you know what? Beth. When I see you, I'm taping you to the dough.
First of all, you can't say well, technically I said my grandma. Where you think your white come from?
That look.
Would it matter?
And see, I was gonna save the other box and bring it down there to you. No, never mind. I'm gonna go ahead. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and pop this thing open. I'm gonna go ahead.
Dwayne, that ain't even her being petty. Dwayne, that's not even her being petty. That's her being hungry.
No. No, I believe it's the pettiness. It's the pettiness.
Oh, it's the pettiness. That's okay.
It's the pettiness.
I ain't hungry.
It's okay. I'm going to make her some waffles, and I'm going to drop the waffle on the floor.
Oh, you now I know, motherfucker, not the shit you cook. Thank you for putting that out there. So, y'all, if something happened to me or I'm sick and I don't come on the show one day, that did, y'all better get him. He did. Y'all know he did. He just said it. All
y'all always trying to blame the black people. Anywho, moving on, we have other things to get to. We don't have time to hear about Helen's confusion. Okay. We also have National Drinking Straw Day. I'm fine with that as long as they don't bring out those sorry ass paper straws. America.
What?
Let me say this.
Breaking straws?
Drinking straw, yeah.
What? Listen, it don't matter.
It do matter because those paper straws.
Does.
When you got big lips, those paper straws get stuck to your lip, and that's not a good feeling.
Like nobody telling you the freaking
and not even that thing.
First off, don't nobody drink.
You're not deep throwing the straw, man.
What
are you over here deep throwing the straw?
Bruh.
What's wrong with you, man?
Bruh, let nobody.
Borderline, you know what I'm saying? It's borderline, you know, suspect anyway for me drinking out of a straw, but I don't like to drink out of a can. It's just personal
preference.
Because
you're an old wino. Listen, because you're an old wino.
I don't drink out of cans, man. I'm just saying. Just saying. I don't like drinking out
of
cans.
You don't drink out of cans, but you eat butt. What kind of sense that makes?
I don't eat no ass. Cut it out. Don't believe that shit. Whatever that nigga said, I'm not happening.
Dwayne, stop. Don't start it. Okay. Well, for me personally, I have my own straws. I have metal straws. They go with me everywhere I go because I'm not putting my mouth on nobody else's shit. I just don't trust people. And then finally we have National Fruitcake Toss Day. Now this is definitely a holiday for white folks because black folks ain't making no fruitcake. First off,
this is your category.
You know what, Dwayne? Look here. When I see you be fighting, it's on fight. Point blank period. Because I'm sick of y'all trying.
Nobody said nothing.
Goddamn fruitcake.
Helen, we love you.
That shit don't mean nothing.
What don't mean nothing?
Anyway, what's next? Is that all of
them? Helen, that was the last one. The focus is on you now. You got to. Dwayne. All that said, Dwayne, she didn't get no holiday dick. She went 2 weeks with no dick. That's her fault.
What?
I can't say nothing about none of that. Not my situation. I can't comment on none of that.
I don't know what y'all are talking about. I don't even know what one of them things look like.
What?
See?
Say that in English.
What's next?
She had immaculate conception.
Yes, I did.
That's what she's saying.
I mean, yeah. Listen, let me tell you something.
No.
Listen, 14 days is a long time to go without sex. I mean, when you think about the amount of hours, the amount of minutes.
I went 2.5 years without sex. What you mean?
Yeah, and see, that's why your booty hole is sore.
My booty hole? What does that have to do with my booty hole? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
let me drink some of this tea over here. Thank you, okay. Asher Ward and E.T. for this good tea that I'm drinking on, because, boy, Helen over here playing today.
You know, I made my mama some of that tea today. I sure did.
Did you put liquor in it? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, your mama need a little nap.
No, my mama don't drink liquor. My mama
She really
needs
a nap then, because that's normal.
I know, especially coming from Germany, where she come from. They alcoholic at 14.
Right. How she don't drink coming from a lot of alcoholics?
She's never drank. Never.
Wow.
Now, her sisters, they'll put a bitch. They try to act all high holy and all that good stuff, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to hang with the sisters, and I want to hang with the people that listen. I like to hang with
you.
The
don't
want to
hang with them. You wouldn't
drunk.
Like them.
I'm sorry. Listen.
You
wouldn't
like
them.
Let me say this.
No,
let me
wouldn't
say
like
this
them.
Let me say this for y'all sober people out there. If you can't get just a little tipsy and enjoy yourself, that's your fault. Let these people enjoy themselves. Let them get as drunk as they need to be. Because sometimes to
that
deal with life the right way, you got to be fucked up. Like, come on, man. Listen, I don't even understand. Anybody who actually followed Trump for all 4 years, I don't understand how they were sober for 4 years. They supposed to be on Percocets, Molly, alcohol, and weed.
They had to be on point. That's why. Had to keep their head on swimming.
This nigga don't know if he coming or going.
That's the point. He's over there wilding. You can't be. You know what it is. You know when you gotta be the. You know when you gotta be the sober friend in the club for the night.
Nah, I only do that when I'm driving. Other than that, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Well, when you had to be the DD, you only know that you can only take one shot, one cup, and that got to go through the whole day, for the whole night.
Don't ever make me DD, because at the end of the night, we're going to be sitting in the car.
You ever been a sober homeboy in the club that night? You know how that feels to be the sober in the club, the sober person in the club that night? Like, you want to really reevaluate your life. Like, why do I come here?
Not
reevaluate. This is loud. I don't like drunk people around me. I don't even like people around me. And three, I don't like a drunk woman when I ain't drunk.
The good thing for me though, when I start drinking and I get messed up, I wanna go take a nap. Like
that's when you reach that point. Right.
Yeah, I know where that point is. All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. I just wanna let you guys know that if Mitch McConnell and the Republicans don't win Georgia, this is what they're going to be doing to all the Hispanics in the United States.
Tell it, yo. The son of Parliament, the old world knows. If I'm a gal up to date, we deport them. Can't keep up to the trend, we report them. If I'm on the muggle inside, we not court them. But if I'm the big beauty queen, we support them. Again, if I'm a man up to date, we deport them. Can't keep up to the trend, we report them. If I'm on the muggle inside, we not court them. But if I'm the big beauty queen, we support them. Again, we not sorry. I don't see what they got them in every territory. But we have to start keep them in a category. Mandatory, all of we got them up if them have to ready. Can't keep up to the chain, man, I left it. But man, not sorry, cause we done dignitary. Done legendary, now y'all want to marry. One thing we have to tell them necessary. Big up on ourselves, if on the grass, if I'm a gonna up to date, we deport them. Can't keep up to the chain, to report them. If one of the muggle inside, we not court them. But if I the big beauty queen, we support them. Again, if a woman not up to date, we deport them. Can't keep up to the chain, to report them. If the girl, they make them feel well merry. Not imaginary, no for them, I tell me very. Sexy, them well, want us to come very. But we have to tell them one thing, just to marry. Keep it tight, just like the military. And make sure your style extraordinary. 3, 4, 5, girl, in every sanctuary. So maintain your eyes, your carry. From a girl, up to date with the poor them. Can't keep up with the trends, they report them. If one of the muggle inside, we don't quote them. But if the big beauty queen, we support them again. Oh, man, up to date with the poor them. Can't keep up with the trends, they report them. If one of the muggle inside, we don't quote them. But if the big beauty queen, them.
So, check it up, sing it up like you don't care. Make them know I'm your nice, nifty girl. Move your waistline and make your extra nails. Muggle make him see you not expensive here again. Check it up, sing it up like you don't care. Make them know I'm your nice, nifty girl. Move your waistline and make your extra.
All right, y'all, we are back. Now, today, I got to witness something early this morning. And I tell y'all all the time, I don't always like our production manager. She posts some of the craziest and sends some of the craziest shit. So now they basically got a pocket pussy for dogs.
I've seen that shit. I thought you posted that.
Now, listen, I'm for a
people
lot of things. First of all, I've never owned a pocket pussy myself. So there's no way
in hell. I've seen one.
Oh, bro, come on. You know we've seen everything. But I'm
dead serious. Like I was in the Army. Dude went AWOL. He had to clean his room out. He had a whole fleshlight. And he had he had like a fake piece to make himself look bigger. I'm dead serious. All that shit was in his room. You think if you was going AWOL, you'd take this shit.
Mm.
Dead serious. Dead, no lie. They were like, yo, what is this? They was around there. They didn't know what it was. I was like, whoa, buddy got a whole fleshlight.
I'm just trying to figure out what America's coming to if we got to start making sex toys for dogs.
That's it. We are cute.
I want to meet the weird motherfucker who was like, you know what? I think this dog don't like fucking all the other dogs, so I'm gonna make a fake dog so the dog can be happy. Like, I just want to understand how you got to this. Like, you know,
quick.
Like,
they
what,
seen
what
that
you,
video when you wonder when he did it. They seen that one video when Buddy was over there smashing, and he had the dog on his leg. Fucking him. Oh, you never seen that one? Oh man, I gotta.
I'm a virgin, bro. My eyes are a virgin when it comes to stupid shit.
I'm dead serious. Buddy was over there fucking his old lady, whatever that was, and she had a little, you know, little ankle biter, a little dog. As he was stroking, the dog was going 100 miles per hour on his ankle.
Wow. So in the group chat, there was also a post that was made, because we're probably going to do an hour show tonight. We're going to get out of here. I don't want to do an hour and a half show tonight. My energy is tired, and I don't want to make everybody else sleep in. I know they enjoyed us tonight. But there's one thing that I do want to say. Ladies, stop. In 2021, don't have entrapment, please. Now, if you don't know what the word entrapment means, go look it up for yourself, because we're not going to break this down for you. But don't have entrapment. Listen, most men are weak. They don't got the backbone God gave.
It's not called it's not called entrapment no more. It's called entanglement.
No, ain't nobody trying to hear
it's
that
guy.
Nah, that ain't no. That hoe was stupid. I ain't even gonna entertain her. that was some. I don't entertain foolishness. But ladies, if you know, like if you know you don't want this man, and all you want is to dick out the situation, ask him if that's all he want, if that's all he can give you. Get the dick and keep moving. But don't be fucking up houses and homes, knowing that this fool is weak. Number two weakness. Number one and two weaknesses in most men: alcohol and pussy. And if you're drinking, stay away from pussy, especially if you got a girl. All right, y'all, we at the end of the show. Telling Dwayne.
Woo, Chad, I can't deal.
What would you say?
Y'all, be. What? What do you say?
Oh,
get people for the day.
Now, I just want to say, man, y'all, just, you know, live life, love life, love your family, be easy. I'm out.
Ooh, my fault. I muted the wrong person. Dwayne, you were.
You were just so mute happy. I thought we were getting rid of this goddamn button.
That's what happened.
It just so happened. So just so happy it just made a magical appearance. It's cool. It's cool.
It appears when you on the show.
Damn. You know what I mean? Heaven always trying to steal my thunder. But everybody just stay safe. You know what I mean? It's just another year of the same shit. $600, $2,000 ain't gonna help you do anything. So don't worry about it. Stay on your grind. Same shit that you've been doing to get you through the rest, you know what I mean? The other rest of the months, continue on. You know what I mean? So, all right.
All right, guys. Make sure you follow us on Spotify. You can catch a replay of this show and all other shows on Spotify. Just go to Spotify, put in Big Bap and Friends. Follow us. You can get all of our shows. You can go back and re-listen to everything we did in Season 1 and Season 2 and, of course, Season 3. Starting on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock on Tuesday, January the 12th, we will be airing, starting officially the 12th, Business 101. So if you have any business questions, email the Roundtable family. We will get all of your business questions answered. We'll be teaching things, and we'll be having business guests come on to that show. So January the 12th, 9 a.m., we will be kicking off Business 101 with your boy, Big Bap. We'll be doing that. So let's get ready for that. That's our next new thing coming up. Again, we'll be back here on Wednesday night for Big Bap and Friends, hour and a half show. And then we'll be back with our regular rotation for Friday, and we'll be sprinkling in new shows throughout the season. Next Sunday on the 10th, we're going to be airing the Ask Tiffany show. We're going to do the pilot show on that on the 10th. That's going to be a 30-minute show, and that's going to be 5 p.m. Sunday, January the 10th. But as always, guys, thank you for coming through. I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors. Oh, my God. We also got to do sponsorship for Helen. We didn't do yours today, so make sure we get your – matter of fact, you start reading yours at the 9:45. That's going to be your thing. You're going to read your own commercial because you're the co-host. We got to get you used to that. So thank you, guys. Thank you for your support. Please go ahead and follow us. Follow us either on Blog Talk, follow us on Spotify. Stay with us. Stay connected. Keep doing what we're doing. We're going to be adding a whole bunch of different things this year to get that off the ground. We are going to be announcing the 2021 calendar on Wednesday's show, so be prepared to get the whole breakdown of what Luxuria, D Oils, and all the other businesses are going to be doing in 2021. Be positive. We're adults now. 21 is grown. So let's go out here and do positive legal things and go after what everything that we want to accomplish in our lives. Other than that, I love y'all. Be safe. Be happy. I'll holler.
You don't want to go in there, Mr. Clark. It's snakes.
Yep. My. Aren't you my little songbirds in the cafeteria? Weren't they with you?
Who, these guys?
Well, I'm sure you've learned the school song by now. You better know it. Because this time, if you don't get it right, you're suspended for 10 days each. Now, is that clear? Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. School song. Let me hear it.
All right, fellas. Let them hear it.
Come with me, all of you.